who wasn't quite half Indian, maybe a quarter Indian and this type of thing.
Is that what people here refer to as Creole? Part black and part Indian? Have you heard of
me? I've heard that.
To me, Creole always meant French and white.
Well,
when I came here, people say the Creoles are either black, white, or else black.
No, Creole are black and white with a touch of Indian.
Oh, so like
that. Yeah, this is from what I can understand. You can get into all this. You get into a lot of different things. You have a lot of different groups. But the Creole in Alabama is not the same as Creole. The tradition of Creole in Louisiana.
Yeah, that's what
The Cajun in Louisiana is not the same as the Cajun in Alabama.
Are there Cajuns here?
Right. Now, we have here in Mobile County a group commonly referred to as Cajuns. Now, I did some extensive research on them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Are they really part French from Arcadia?
No. They are no relations to the Arcadian French. These people in Louisiana are. Okay, they migrated from Canada down to that eventually. But the individuals here are called Cajuns because of their mixed heritage, more so than that direct relationship between the French and Acadia. Right. Now, they call themselves Cajuns, and people call them Cajuns. But they have a very beautiful history, but they don't want to accept this. Statistically, according to the Census Bureau, according to them, they're white. And some of them are as dark as I am. Okay? Now,
But according to the census, they're white.
Right.
Because I thought that if you had 1/32nd of black.
It's a very interesting thing, and they have a very confused background. A guy by the name, this group started back in the earliest time I can find traces of them. There was a guy named Reed. And he was black. And he, from what I understand, was an ex-slave who won or bought his freedom in Florida. He moved to this area. Now, he was a mulatto. Okay, he had white parents, one white parent, which I assume he had a black mother with a white father. Okay, he came to this part of the country in the 1820s, somewhere in the 1815. And he wanted to marry a slave girl. And he bought this slave. Her name was Rosa Reed. He bought her from the white owner. And of course, he started this family. And
was the last name Reed?
No, the last name was Reed.
Oh, Reed.
Okay. They had, I think, three girls, three boys. Okay, and in terms of the children, some were as dark as I am, and some were as white as you are. Okay, so you had this black-white thing right here in the same household.
And did you have some in between, too?
Right.
The world?
Okay. Now, 1820 census. This is during the time when people come by on a horse, you know, and whatever he saw, that's what he wrote.
Okay.
And he came to this household. Very strange thing. The 1820 census shows that Rosa Reed was black, with there were two whites in the family, three blacks and one other, whatever. Okay. Now 1830, you know, another guy came along. He sees it differently. So right there, you have this